This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha polls has reached a feverish pitch as the top leaders of various political parties are holding rallies to woo the voters across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, the star campaigners of different political parties will campaign for the sixth and seventh phases of elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address political rallies in Basti and Shravasti constituencies. BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, will campaign in Jaunpur, Basti, Sultanpur, Siddharthnagar and Balrampur districts, while BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Mohan Yadav, will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar and Jaunpur. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will campaign in Sultanpur, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a rally in Azamgarh district. With only 3 days left, when voters of Delhi will decide the fate of candidates contesting to win the high-profile seats of the national capital, the high-voltage campaigning is taking place to woo the voters in different parts of Delhi. Adding to the momentum, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address election rallies in Delhi. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Dwarka in favour of BJP candidate Kawaljeet Sehrawat, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will attend a public meeting at Bhalaswar Dairy. Mr. Kharge will woo the voters in favour of party candidate Udit Raj. 7 parliamentary constituencies of Delhi will go to poll on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that massive voting is taking place in Kashmir and it is becoming a benchmark for democracy. In an interview to a private news channel, Mr. Modi said, "Voting in Kashmir has broken the record of 30 to 40 years. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today embarked on a visit to Tehran in Iran. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar will attend the official ceremony to pay condolences on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Dr. Hussein Amir Abdullahian, who were killed in a helicopter crash on the 19th of this month. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has said that integrated theatre commands will lay the foundation for catapulting the armed forces into the next orbit of military preparedness and war fighting. Addressing a function on jointmanship, the way ahead in New Delhi, General Chauhan termed jointness and integration as prerequisites to the creation of functional integrated theatre commands. He said the creation of such commands will allow greater focus of the operational commander to the matters of security. India has climbed to the 39th position in the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Development Index 2024, while the US has topped the list. India also ranks the highest in South Asia among the lower middle-income economies. Earlier, India was ranked 54th in the 2021 published index. On an overall index score of 7, where 1 is the worst and 7 is the best, India has scored 4.25. India's significant leap in the rankings underscores its growing competitiveness in the global tourism landscape. The biennial index analyzed the travel and tourism sectors of 119 countries, evaluating them on a range of factors and policies that foster tourism development. A boat carrying passengers is sunk in the backwaters of Ujjaini Dam in the Indapur Tehsil of Pune district. 7 passengers are missing while one of them swam to safety. An NDRF team has started search operation to find the missing persons. The boat was travelling from Kalashi in Indapur Taluka to Kogao in Karmala Taluka of Solapur district when it overturned due to strong winds. A total of 8 passengers, including 4 men, 2 women and 2 little girls, were in the boat when the mishap occurred. Out of them, Assistant Police Inspector Rahul Dongre jumped into the water and swam to safety. In the Asian Relay Championships 2024, the Indian men's and women's 4x400-meter relay teams bagged 2 silver medals in Bangkok, Thailand. The men's relay team of Mohammad Anas Yahya, T. Santosh Kumar, Mijo Chako Kurian and Rajiv Arokia finished behind the Sri Lankan team to secure the silver, while Vietnam won the bronze medal. In the FIH Pro Hockey League, the Indian men's and women's hockey teams will begin the first half of the European leg in Antwerp, Belgium today. Both the men's and women's teams will play against Argentina this evening. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad to book a place in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.